This is a Battle of Britain podcast from the Royal Air Force Museum.
If you were learning about the Second World War at school, you would have heard of the Battle of Britain. By the summer of 1940, German forces had overrun large parts of mainland Europe, including Poland, Denmark, Norway, and France. Now Adolf Hitler was busy planning Operation Sea Lion, the invasion of Britain. On the 18th of June 1940, Winston Churchill, the Prime Minister, informed the nation that
the Battle of France is over. I expect that the Battle of Britain is about to begin.
Things did not look good. The British Army had been forced out of Europe, leaving most of its weapons behind. The Germans were poised to invade. Both sides knew that for an invasion to be successful, the Germans would have to command the sky over the Channel. The German Air Force, the Luftwaffe, had 1,500 bomber aircraft and approximately 1,000 fighter planes to protect them. The Royal Air Force had barely 750 fighter planes to defend the country. However, the determination of the country and the addition of extra aircrew from all over the world meant that Britain would not give up without a fight. Britain also had a secret weapon, radar. Radio waves transmitted from the radar stations were reflected from incoming aircraft. This indicated distance and, with regular transmissions, stations could also detect speed and height of the aircraft.
Hostile 2320 plus.
Height 6000.
Many of the radar operators and most of the staff in the control rooms were women. The information they provided was vital to the commanders and pilots in the battle. Factories worked frantically throughout the summer to produce the aircraft badly needed by the Royal Air Force. Meanwhile, all along the English coast, Observer Corps searched the skies for enemy aircraft, ready to inform fighter control at the first sight of them. Knowing how effective radar was at detecting their aircraft, the Luftwaffe was ordered to attack the stations. Then, the Luftwaffe went on to attack the airfields in the southeast of England. This put a lot of pressure on the Royal Air Force, who were doing all they could to keep the airfields in action. There was also a huge demand for pilots. Things were getting desperate. But then Germany made a costly mistake. In late August 1940, RAF bombers raided Berlin. It caused very little damage, but furious that his capital city had been attacked, Adolf Hitler ordered attacks on London and other British cities. And so, the Blitz began. The attacks started on the 7th of September in London. Despite the terrible death and destruction caused by the German bombing raids, the morale of the British people did not falter. Homes and factories were damaged. Hundreds of British civilians were killed, and the huge fires caused by the raids over Docklands could be seen up to 80 miles away. The raids on the cities gave the Royal Air Force some time to rebuild their airfields. Aircraft production continued 24 hours a day, and enhanced tactics and better aircraft meant that the life expectancy of Royal Air Force aircrew constantly improved. The Battle of Britain came to a climax on the 15th of September. Over 200 bombers and around 800 Messerschmitt 109 fighters flew over Britain. It was now or never. By the end of the day, 60 Luftwaffe aircraft had been shot down compared to only 13 British fighters. Many of the German aircraft were bombers, and this meant that more aircrew were lost. This was a shock to the German forces, who were expecting the Royal Air Force to be much weaker. They could not continue to lose so many aircraft and crews, and so the invasion plans were postponed. For now at least, Britain had stood her ground. The war was not over yet. In a famous speech, the Prime Minister, Winston Churchill, praised the brave men and women of the Royal Air Force.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few.
That was a podcast from the Royal Air Force Museum's Battle of Britain series. If you would like to learn more about the history of the Battle of Britain, why not visit the museum's Battle of Britain Hall in London, which houses the world's most comprehensive collection of aircraft that fought in the battle. The hall is open daily from 12 noon to 6 p.m.